podcast was made by Kayla Lachlan, Miriam Wallison, Kate Kearns, and Kathleen Jennings. The Microsoft Office Pack provides a multitude of resources for teachers to use in the classroom. Many teachers may not know how to creatively use these programs. Here we will tell you some of the ways to incorporate Microsoft Office programs into your classroom.
Microsoft Word is one of the most standard programs in the Microsoft Office Pack and is frequently used by students, instructors, and others. Many people, however, never use Word for anything other than a place to type up documents. As a word processor, this is its main function, but there are an array of commonly underutilized and often unknown features of this program that can be useful for an instructor's planning as well as for the students in the classroom. First, some basic uses. Microsoft Word can be used creatively by students of all ages to create projects such as brochures, newspaper articles, letters, creative writing such as journals, fiction, poetry, tables and charts, and graphics. Things like the newspaper can be typed up simply as a regular document, but something as easy as using the column function under format can make a big difference in students' enthusiasm and make them feel as if they are real newspaper reporters. Word is an easy program to use when combining text and images for any sort of project, which makes it useful for almost any subject. You can copy images and paste them into Word, or you can go to Insert and choose from a variety of pre-programmed clip art, shapes, and symbols. Under Format, one can find tools for creating an outline with a set of options involving different bullets and numbering systems. This can be great when helping students organize their idea and plan papers or presentations. Many of you have probably used PowerPoint as a vehicle for displaying information and images, which are a supplement to a presentation of some sort. Many people do not realize, however, that there is an easy way to lay out the content of a PowerPoint presentation in Microsoft Word. You simply write out all of your points in a list with subpoints under main points, but with no formatting or bulleting. Then you go back to each main point, put your cursor on the line, go to Format and select the style Heading. Then, following the same procedure, change subpoints to the style Heading 2. Recent Word programs also have Heading 3 and Heading 4 for more detailed outlines. The last step is to go to File, Send to, and select PowerPoint. A PowerPoint will open with your outline already organized in it. This is helpful for instructors who want to be sure that students spend appropriate time on the content of their presentation before getting caught up in colors and special effects and the fun features of the program. Students can spend the allotted amount of time laying out their content in Word before moving on to enhance the presentation in PowerPoint. One other helpful tool is the ability to insert and create hyperlinks to a website or to another document. These are helpful for students who may be doing research online and want to report on sources they found without having a paper full of long and distracting URLs. Linking to other documents is useful for assembling simple portfolios of documents used in a project. To hyperlink to the internet, type the full URL into your document, highlight it, and copy it. Keeping the URL highlighted, go to Insert, Hyperlink. The URL you selected should already be in the address box, and you may name the hyperlink under Text to Display. Your hyperlink will show up in your document with the text you selected and take you to the designated URL. If students want to link to other documents they have created, they are able to do this just as easily by highlighting the phrase they want to turn into the link and going again to Insert Hyperlink, and this time choosing Existing File or Web Page from the left, and then selecting the document you'd like to link to in the center, and again select OK. Because a lot of instructions were narrated in this segment, the text of it, as well as sources used, can be found at http://kwlock.people.wm.edu/competency.php under podcast text.
PowerPoint is another great tool to use in the classroom from the Microsoft Office Pack. PowerPoint is a great tool for teachers and students to use in the classroom. I know that using PowerPoint has made my life a whole lot easier when it comes to presenting information. PowerPoint is a tool that all students should learn to use. Teachers use PowerPoint as an aid to help them lecture. They create presentations by bulleting points they wish to make, adding visuals, and providing sounds and other effects in order to create a unique presentation. I know that some teachers can rely heavily on their presentations and just read off what they have on their slides. However, that does not make for a very great or interesting presentation because anyone can just read the words off a screen. It is better for teachers to highlight their main points on the presentation and supplement it with the details of their lecture. Teachers can also use PowerPoint to create quizzes or games such as Jeopardy. It tests the students in a fun and interesting way or can be used as a study tool to prepare for an upcoming test. PowerPoint is also a great introduction for students to use technology in their learning. Research papers can easily be turned into an interesting presentation. Students can research a topic and have fun and creative slideshows that include animation, sounds, video clips, and pictures. It is also a great tool for students to practice speaking in front of the class and presenting information in a unique and efficient manner. Students can create presentations in groups or individually. There is so much flexibility with the type of projects teachers can assign students. Students can use a PowerPoint presentation as if they are taking their fellow classmates through a museum exhibit. They can use a presentation to create a game show to test fellow classmates on chapters from their textbook. They can use visuals and sounds in a presentation to enhance a poem or story for a creative project, or a teacher can assign a section of material for students to lecture on and teach their fellow classmates. PowerPoint is a very versatile tool and can be used as elaborative or as simple as the user wishes to make it. There are all types of colors, templates, fonts, sounds, and pictures that a user can choose from. Users can also add videos and sound clips to add to their presentations.
Microsoft Excel is the most widely known and the most commonly used application in computer classrooms today. It is seen as the industry standard for data analysis and focuses on organizing, creating graphical representations, and analyzing data. Excel is extremely useful in classrooms because it allows students to neatly plot information, easily create graphs and charts, and clearly visualize their data. Excel's easy-to-use format enables the students to become comfortable and independent with the program. The most common use of Excel is to create spreadsheets. A spreadsheet is a grid that organizes data into rows and columns. Spreadsheets display information clearly and can calculate data using inserted formulas. They can be used in all subjects for every grade level. In science, spreadsheets are helpful for recording experimental data and graphing the results. They can convert different units of measure to other types of units. These conversions can be helpful in measuring distances, time, and temperature. Another common classroom activity is predicting the weather, athletic scores, or whether the groundhog will be seen or not. These predictions can be displayed in a spreadsheet, which can then be easily compared to the graph of the actual results. Estimation is another popular lesson, such as our M&M activity. This is one of the simplest but most fun uses of spreadsheets. Spreadsheets are also very beneficial for math problems and activities. Math quizzes can be programmed on the spreadsheet by entering the math fact in one column and the formula in the next. Excel stores the formula and applies it to all the selected problems. Therefore, a student can create a quiz and test him or herself on the information. They can also change the problem from addition to subtraction and multiplication to division. Spreadsheets can be used to keep track of survey results and to produce a graph to display these. Microsoft Excel can be used to help students become more independent in their math skills and to have fun in practicing math. Reading and language arts can also use spreadsheets. A teacher can create her own book checkout and easily see what books have been checked out and by whom. The students or teacher can also create a grammar spreadsheet, typing the vocabulary words in one column and the definitions in the other. The words column can be sorted and jumbled, and the student must match the definition to the correct word. This can also be used for any subject. A spelling test can also be programmed on a spreadsheet. The teacher can create a spreadsheet that has the correctly spelled words programmed into it. The students can open the saved spreadsheet and type the words in the correct cells during a spelling test, and their test will automatically be graded. This is a helpful tool for teachers and a big time saver. Excel can even be used in social studies. Ancient civilizations can be compared, or the presidents and their parties can be listed and organized. Microsoft Excel is a wonderful application that is used by children in just about every classroom. It can be utilized by every age. It helps with basic computer skills, neatly records information, creates a colorful visualization of data, can formulate calculations, and can hold lots of information. Excel can also be used for fun miscellaneous activities and should definitely be a part of every technology class's curriculum.
Microsoft Office Publisher is a creative printing program. It is a great program for use by non-designers. It does not have all the same features as the high-end programs, but it does have better features than regular consumer applications. Using Microsoft Office Publisher, students can create professional appearances using the program's color and font schemes, wizards, and templates. The program, however, is only available on the Windows platform, so schools with Macintosh computers in classrooms and labs cannot use the program in lesson plans. There are many ways teachers can incorporate Microsoft Office Publisher into their lesson plans. One example found at Microsoft.com is called Road Trip. In this lesson, students learn about their state as they create a travel plan, write postcards to send home, and research various locations. Microsoft provides teachers with the directions and a postcard sample. To begin with, the teachers will brainstorm with the students about all the places in the state the students have visited and discuss what they already know. Next, the students will learn about various towns, communities, and cities in the state by planning a 2-week trip. They have to visit one or more major city with a population of over 1 million, two or more cities with a population between 500,000 and 999,999 people, one or more minor cities with a population of 100,000 to 500,000, one or more towns with a population between 20,000 and 99,000, the state capital, and two or more other areas of interest within the state. The students have to develop a travel plan using yet another Microsoft program called MapPoint. For each location, they have to calculate the miles between the locations and figure out how many hours or days they will stay at each place. The next step is for students to create their postcards to home. For each place they are visiting in the state, the students will create a postcard using Microsoft Publisher. Each postcard should have the location, date, miles driven since the last postcard, how many days they've been at the location, interesting sights at the location, where they plan to go next, a picture if possible, and the latitude and longitude of the location. In order to create a card, students open Publisher, then select a postcard template and color scheme, and use the same template and color scheme for each of the postcards. Enter the items in the list above using complete sentences in a narrative format and then save the postcard. This is just one example of how Publisher can be incorporated into a lesson. Other ideas might include creating a brochure in Publisher for some of the locations or a newsletter about a subject on the SOLs.